The first hydrologic variable that can enhance the flash flood risk is the soil moisture. Remember that soil that is saturated due to recent rainfall is not able to accept any more moisture, and later precipitation that falls will quickly become surface runoff. So the first question to ask yourself is, are my soils dry or are they saturated? We can answer this question by looking at the CREST soil moisture product and noting any areas that exceed 50% or the green areas in this figure. These saturated soils will have less capacity for extra moisture and will tend to flash flood more quickly compared to dry soils. The next hydrologic variable to help you diagnose your flash flood threat is flash flood guidance. Remember that flash flood guidance is just a hydrologic model that gives you an estimate of the amount of rain that needs to fall over a certain period of time for flooding of small creeks and streams to occur. So if your 1 hour flash flood guidance is 1.75 inches, that means you only need that much rain in an hour before flash flooding is likely to occur. For flash flood guidance, we like to look at both the 1 hour and 3 hour flash flood guidance so you have a general idea of what rainfall amounts you need over both shorter and longer time periods for flash flooding to occur. Next on the hydrologic variable list is topography. Do you have steep terrain or relatively flat terrain? Out west, this is especially important to consider as steep terrain will help route water quickly and you'll have to watch out for impacts downstream of your main threat area. Flat terrain can also create some minor headaches as water will pond and collect in low-lying areas more easily. And now I've saved the biggest headache for last. That is urban areas. Woof. If there's one thing I want you to remember is that urban areas to flash flooding are like the donkey in Shrek, screaming, "Oh, pick me! Oh, pick me!" All jokes aside, I'm really not kidding. Urban areas are some of the quickest to flash flood, so you really need to be aware of where your urban areas are and what rainfall amounts typically start to create problems for flash flooding.